wood siding or a garage door because of rain damage. Gutter Guy Seamless Gutters, a rain drainage expert, can help. With 12 different colors to match your home's exterior, the Gutter Guy manufactures and installs 5, 6, and 7-inch seamless gutters. For repairs or gutters for the entire house, Gutter Guy is ready to serve all your rain drainage needs. Gutter Guy, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is available at 334-3139.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
So you get the apostle, you get the prophet, you get the evangelist, you get the pastor and the teacher. God gave those to the body of Christ so that we could all be trained and come up in the way we need to come up. You see, my function in standing in my office as pastor right here now is to equip you, the saints, for the edifying of the body of Christ and the equipping of the body of Christ to be able to step out in your call and what you've been called to do. And that doesn't mean you have to be in ministry. A lot of people think, well, I'm not in the ministry, so I'm not called. No, you are called. You're called as a mother. You're called as a father. You're called as a friend. You're called to advance the kingdom of God. You're called to do the job that only you can do. It may have nothing to do with spiritual things in the church, but it's a call of God. If you've got a gift in your spirit, if you're good at whatever it is, if you've got an inkling to be a typist, that was given to you by God. That makes it spiritual. Because everything that you have came from the spiritual realm. So never think that, well, I don't do it in the church, so it's not a spiritual thing. It is spiritual. If it's given of God, the gift that you've got to be an accountant, to be a chef, whatever it is given to you by God. Never take it lightly. And honor the gift that you've been given and do it the best you can. And you know what? Increase it. Improve it. Remember he said he gave the talents. He gave the 5 talents, the 2 talents and the 1 talent, talking about money, but also talking about giftings. And he said the one with the 5 honed it. He worked it. He improved it. He increased it. And when Jesus came back, he said to him, what have you done? He said, well, yeah, I've got the 5 you gave me, but yeah, I made another 5. He said, well done, good and faithful servant. You are going to be over 10 cities. And the 2 said the same. But then he went to the 1 and he said, well, I was scared. I wasn't sure what you were going to do. So in case I lost it. So I put it in the ground and here's your 1 back. And he said, you waster. He basically said, you're a waster. That which I gave you to multiply, you just hid it in the ground because of fear, no faith, no trust. He says, take that one he's got and give it to the one with 10. And get this guy out of my sight. Listen, if you've been given a gift in your spirit, if you're good at whatever it is, it's from God. Work it, become the best at it. Become top class at it. And you know, yes, something else, and you might as well sit down. Because I don't know where it's going. I've got a great word. I'm almost certain you need, I know you need it, but let's see what happens, okay? But the thing about it is, everything that we have is needed in the world. Our season is here. I'm almost certain that God is starting with his church and he's starting to move his church forward right now. And those boundaries my wife was talking about, we're pushing through to where we have the authority. See, this is a church that believes that the authority has been given to us by God. It's not a case sera sera church. Whatever will be. God is sovereign. I've got nothing to do with it. That's a lie from the devil. He doesn't want you to do what you're supposed to do. Because you got the authority over the enemy. He doesn't want you to know that. He wants you to think, well, just me, you know, and it's just me. No, it's not just you. One of us can put 1,000 to flight. 2 of us, he says, it multiplies to the 10th, can put 10,000 to flight. How many of us are here? Look at what the 12 disciples did. We have got earth-shattering, world-changing people right in front of us and right next to us right now. Say, I'm a world changer. No, say it like you mean it. Say, I am a world changer. World changer. And so the gift that you've got, it doesn't necessarily have to be in the fivefold ministry. It doesn't mean you're in the church. It doesn't mean you're handing out tracts. You can do that and still have your job. It doesn't mean that you have to be called into the fivefold ministry to be effective for God. Every one of you have been given breath from God. How did you become alive? You were a ball of clay. Remember that? When he created Adam, he saw there was no breath in him, no life, and he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. Amen. And when the breath of life came in, we stood up. Amen. The very air that you breathe is given of God. You are spiritual. Yes. Your gifting is spiritual. Yep. It's needed. It's needed to advance the kingdom of God. Now you can use it in the church, or you can use it to support your family, but you can help people's lives. So never think, well, I'm in the secular. Forget secular. Forget about the secular. Because that's what religion does. It separates you from me right now. And there is a difference. I've got a different call. There's a different anointing on my life. But Jesus came to rent the veil in two. We put it straight up again, and we said, you're the laity and we are not. Jesus said, I didn't come to be served. I came to serve. A pastor should be more of a servant than anyone else. The fivefold should be servants first and foremost. Come on. That's what Jesus did, and he's our example, isn't he? And so we come and we say, well, we are your laity, and we are, what do we call it? Clergy. Thank you. I don't even know the name. I don't like it. Clergy. What do? I clerge. What do? You lay around. You laity. And we separate you from the altar. Once again, God tore the veil to get you to the altar and into the altar. And we separate you and say, you're laity, we're clergy. What it is we are in the greenhouse right now. And in this greenhouse, everything grows. Everything grows. We're getting the word of God. We're getting the prophetic declarations. We're getting the spirit of God here right now. Things start to blossom and bloom in this place. Out in the world, you better have been here before you go in the world. When Jesus went into the wilderness to face the devil for 40 days and 40 nights, God first validated him and said, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased at the baptism. Then he let him go into the world. You need to come from here into the world. And get the world in here so they can get in the greenhouse effect, start learning, start growing, start living, and then they can go out and they're a match for the devil. Amen. 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 Glory. We are a word and faith church. We don't believe. Listen, there's a difference between word and faith church and people that are not. And I don't even name names. But here's what the difference is. The people that are not word and faith, they're waiting on God. They're waiting on God to do something. Word of faith says, no, we believe in the finished work of the cross. It's what he's already done. We're not waiting on God anymore. We're stepping out and doing what we can do because he's given us the authority. I don't have to get sick waiting on God to heal me. I stand by the stripes on his back. I'm healed. I walk in divine health. Why? Because 2,000 years ago, he did it. I'm not waiting to be saved. How many of you are waiting to be saved? You might be if you're the first time. Yeah, I don't know. But if you're saved, you're not waiting to be saved. You're saved. Amen. Is that right? You're not waiting on God. He's waiting on those that are unsaved. Amen. We're not waiting on God. We're taking the authority invested and given to us. And we're taking the authority of this enemy. And we're going to help the people out there. Amen. Amen. And so we need the fivefold ministry. We need them. But it's not to say that that's it for the kingdom of God. Now you guys just sit back and relax. No. God's got something planned for each and every one of us. And he's got a destination and a purpose for each and every one of us. And if he could show it to us now, we'd get scared because it's too big. And it might not be something that is world, on the world stage and everyone's watching you, on TV every day. It might be you're raising Billy Graham. Who saved more people than anyone else in the planet. Led them to the Lord. He didn't save them. The Holy Spirit saved them. Amen. Amen. Don't ever look at yourself and think, well, it's just little old me. Well, if it's just little old you, get saved and get big old spirit in you. Yeah. Come on. Amen. And we've got to know that this is the facts of God. We're not waiting for God to do something. He's already done it. He's waiting for us. You're playing a game of tennis. He's hit the ball. Hit it back. Yeah. He's waiting for you to hit it back. And we're just sitting here waiting I'm waiting on God. God's going to heal me. Okay, well, when? If you've got this mindset that God's going to heal you, now hear me, in a Word Faith Church, if you're sitting here thinking, I know God's going to heal me, my question to you is, when? Answer that yourself to yourself. When is he going to heal you? When you get healed, you'll say, now? When he heals me? No. You could be saying, God's going to save me. My question to you is, when? When you get up and receive him and believe him and take it by faith. Isn't that the case? Exactly. So don't sit around waiting for the blessings. Don't sit around waiting for the authority. It's already given to us. Amen. You see, when he created us, my wife spoke about it, in the garden, when he created us right then in Genesis 1:26, he said, have dominion. He gave us complete dominion over everything. And then we lost it. Amen. Adam and Eve. Adam gave it to the devil. It was really high treason what it was. And he gave it to the enemy. And so the enemy was now in control. But Jesus said, no, we're not leaving it like that. And Jesus came and got it back. And he's getting us back to the first order. Amen. To the original blueprint. Yes. Where we had the authority, we gave the authority, now we got the authority back. But how many people don't know it? They don't know that. They don't know I can stand against sickness. They don't know I can stand against an addiction. People don't know that kind of stuff. They're waiting on God. God will do it. God's sovereign. Well, he is sovereign, but he's sovereign over what he said. Amen. And he said, by the stripes on my back, you are healed. And he said, I became poor so you can become rich. And he said, all those things, he's sovereign to watch over that word. And he said, that word can't come back without accomplishing. Amen. So it's not up to God. We've got to get this. He's already done it. He wanted to do it. He did it without your permission, without your approval, before you were in your mother's womb. He did it without you 2,000 years ago. He didn't ask you if he could do it. He did it. Why? Because he wanted to. He wanted to make you healed. He wanted to make you blessed. He wanted to prosper you. He wanted to give you peace. He wanted to give you joy without you asking for it. Amen. Now we're waiting on God. He says, I've done it. It's done. That's the difference between word of faith and not. I'm not waiting on God. God's waiting on me. And God wants me to be his mouthpiece. Come on. Amen. This is the way we are supposed to be living our lives. Not down underneath. You ask some people, how are you doing? And they say, well, under the circumstances. What are you under the circumstance for? I mean, really, if he came and he took you out the miry clay and he stuck you upon that rock of Jesus Christ, whose name is above every single name, his name is greater than cancer, his name is greater than hepatitis C, his name is greater than arthritis. He stuck you on that rock. And then he even said, my word is above my name and it can't not accomplish. We're not waiting on God. He's waiting on us. He wants us free from all kinds of bondage so we can be effective for advancing the kingdom. Amen. Amen. And you can be at your job. And I'm telling you, I don't know if you've noticed this, but I notice this a lot. You walk into a place where it's unsaved. It's not a church setting or anything like that. And people kind of just sit a little bit more straight. You walk in there, you're bringing the Holy Ghost with you. You might not see it because you see, we look not at the things that are seen, the Bible says. 2 Corinthians 4:18. He says, look not at the things that are seen, but the things that are unseen. Because the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are unseen are eternal. When you walk into a place, no, the Holy Ghost and I just walked in. The Holy Ghost. And now start looking in the spiritual realm and say, okay, Lord, start touching me. Show me. Give me a word. Give me a word of knowledge. Give me a word of
wisdom.
And you start and start looking in the spiritual realm. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. We're not just a nobody.
Hi, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. The Bible says in Isaiah 53:5 that the stripes on Jesus' back healed us, just as the blood from his body saves us. This is confirmed in 1 Peter 2:24 and many other places. Healing belongs to the children of God. If you or any of your loved ones are sick and battling with any infirmity, please join us in our Tradition Town Hall facility where we hold healing school every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. You will learn the scriptures, you'll be in the anointing, you'll be prayed for by believers, and you will see miracle signs and wonders take place. There is no charge and all are welcome.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or Join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility.